It's Chippy on day one, Seabit. It's Tuesday and it starts in about an hour. I think we're a bit early actually because we're here at 8:30 and the Imtel press conference starts at 9:30. That's me and JKK. JKK is here. Good morning. How are you feeling?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm not feeling good because they don't have any coffee here yet. So yeah, that's bad.
Same here. I managed to squeeze a cup of tea in, so I'm all right for the next 15 minutes. But let's take the chance to go over yesterday and probably three or four things. Let's start with the iPad memo quickly.
That was cool. Especially the Bluetooth headset function. Yeah. I really liked it.
Yeah, so that's Bluetooth plus probably some of the proprietary stuff that they've built in on the protocols as well.
Yeah, because you can use it as a remote for music and stuff, you get notification on the screen, so when someone calls, it gives you the caller ID, and you can also establish a call.
Yeah, so it's kind of one of the first business focus. It's got a pen focus and a voice focus, so it's really trying to bring the two things out that haven't been done on Android yet, and that's pen and, Android tablets, pen and voice, so it'll be interesting to see that.
I like it.
We spent a lot of time at the Asus booth, didn't we? We saw the Brazos-based EPCs, so these are the Fusion. There was two, wasn't there? There was the 10-inch one?
Yep, 1015B and 1215B.
And the 1015B EPCs. Has the C50?
Yep, and option for C...
30. Yeah, so the 1 gigahertz single core and the 1 gigahertz dual core. Performance seemed to be, okay in netbook terms. Especially good on the 3D graphics, right?
Yeah.
And then there was the 1215B, which uses the E270. Also has a C50 option as well, I think. Yeah. And but of course that was heavy, right?
It's big. Yeah, it's big.
12-inch felt like well over 1.5 kilos, but that was kind of interesting as a CULV competitor. But then we went over the other side of that little stand there with the EPCs on. We saw the 1015PN, which is the one that you've got, and the one that I'm also thinking about for doing some video stuff. And it was running at 1.68 gigahertz.
Yeah.
So a little bit more than the N550. So it's we looked at it and it was the M570, right?
Yeah.
It showed the M570, and the performance was really good.
Yeah. It was good. Yeah. I'm really thinking if that little upgrade is going to give you much, but it felt good.
It felt totally really good. Yeah. We did the crystal mark test, didn't we? And it got some ridiculous 45,000 on the crystal mark, which is pretty high compared to the netbooks, which were getting around 25,000. So it's a little bit netbook plus. Don't know what the price is and the availability, but I guess it's not going to be too expensive, right?
No.
So what are you expecting from the Intel press conference this morning? Anything? I can't think of anything significant.
No, not really. I'm hoping the best, but I don't see anything happening there.
No, maybe Infineon Wireless, because it's, I think, a year since they announced the... just under a year since they announced the purchase of that. That was a German company, so they'll probably say everything's on track for Infineon, for Mego, for Atom, for...
Oak Trail,
for Xeon, for everything core and everything else, so... Yeah, someone tweeted me this morning and said, it's going to be a repeat of everything you've heard before, but they'll tell you it's all brand new.
Yeah.
All right, so that starts in about half an hour. So we'll give you an audio boo after that. So stay tuned at Chippy and at JKK Mobile on Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, bye.